This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast to my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, as well as to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a shout-out, special shout-out, goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women out there in the 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. One more time, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the different things we have over there that you can actually save money on. All right, here he is, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California, IA, for hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Ready to say the pledge again?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it. Well, Kyle, you know who Jason Whitlock is, the sports writer?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, well, he said the NFL should not draw any comfort from its ratings rebound because they had a tremendous opening night last Thursday night with the Bucs playing right here in Tampa. Against the Dallas Cowboys. It was the most watched football game on NBC in a decade, and it had the highest numbers in 15 years for any opening night on the NFL, regardless of who it was that was playing or just reviewing the show, the game, rather.
Right.
So they're thinking that it could be a rocky season because some of these teams are doing this woke stuff, and they might be taking it a little bit to the extreme. They're not doing it here, I'll tell you that much. They are not doing it here.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, the proof will be in the pudding. I think a lot of people just don't like the idea of politics being injected into major sporting events and so forth because people want to go together and feel as though...
Well, they don't like this bit about Black Lives Matter and the racial thing and all that stuff being thrown out there because some of their favorite players are black and they're rooting for them, and what the hell don't they get about that? I mean, you got white people rooting for blacks, black people rooting for whites. I mean, they're rooting for their teams. They don't give a damn what color these guys are.
Precisely. Jeez. They are players.
Right.
And you know, Captain, it's one of those things where this was a natural, organic outgrowth,
sure,
in America. This was the way that it should be.
Yeah, and by the way, the field goal kicker that won the game for the Bucks,
mm-hmm,
was white.
Interesting.
But
again, it's all the politics, and you know, it's, mm-hmm, that phraseology, go woke, get woke, get broke. Yeah, that's right. And this is happening in television shows, it's happening in sports,
well,
it's happening in movies.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because we're going to go across the country out to L.A. in your backyard. Los Angeles County now, with their infinite wisdom, has decided to require proof of vaccine for customers and employees of bars, nightclubs, sporting events, which, oh, yeah, includes the Dodgers and the, who else is out there? The Rams, the Chargers. Yep, they're all going to be required. You got to show your vaccine card to get in. If not, then guess what? You're going to get a test or you're going to get a shot. Take your choice.
Right. Well, and again, well, there'll be people, some people with fake cards, but at the same time, though, you're going to have, you know, what is the process going to be? Who's going to be the arbiter of whether or not your vaccine card looks legit or not? And, you know, how is it going to deal with it when people inevitably will get in with an illegitimate card? What's going to happen then? I mean, it, and also, Captain, I can imagine that there would be some confrontations by people who, say, no, this is my real card. No, we think it's fake. You know, who knows what's going to happen, but you put these people in this position when LA County does this.
Well, they are going to have to show proof. Of their COVID-19 vaccination. The only way you can do that is with the card you got, the CDC card that I've got. That's what I have. I don't know if there's other ones or not. Or you're going to have a negative COVID test within 72 hours of the event.
Right. Now, California does have a rudimentary system where you can get a barcode on your cell phone. Not a barcode, one of the QR codes. And you can show it, and presumably if they have a system that can scan that and pull up your vaccine status, that might also be something they can use. But I personally have not heard of any widespread tooling up for something like that.
No, I haven't either. And by the way, that costs money.
Costs money to get that kind of equipment, exactly, or at least to have it so widespread that you're moving thousands of people into your venue at one time, you know.
Well, think about this for a minute. If California believes that bars, wineries, breweries, nightclubs are being signaled out indoors and the sporting events outdoors, 10,000 people or more, you have to wear a mask, right?
Right.
Then we seem to be at grave risk to indoors all over the place.
Well, of course. And again, a lot of this is going to play into the whole COVID-19 sort of perception, evidently, that's now been shown in the California recall election.
All right. Well, the numbers are not jiving with what they're doing, so we'll just leave it there. Kyle, you can hang on. Folks, we'll be back with more of the Captain America Third Watch. Mike Gallagher's going to take us a break. By the way, you'll be able to see Mike Gallagher in Tampa on the 23rd. That's next Thursday night over to Grand Hyatt. Get your tickets now.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Larry Elder. Well, he tried, but he didn't quite make it. And he'll be here next Thursday night along with Mike Gallagher and our good friend Rebecca Walser from Walser Wealth here in Tampa, Fox Business contributor. And you can see them up on stage along with me from 7 to 9 p.m. That's the event. The VIP thing is from 5:30 to 6:30, and it's all over at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay. Now, that's a 2900 Bayport Drive right on the bay if you want to go over there and take a look at it. Now, the other thing is you can go to our website, theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com, to get your tickets. Tickets are moving really quick with the VIP thing there, so you may or may not get in, because the big attraction, who's going to be the first one up on the stage talking for 20 minutes with a major policy speech, is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He will be starting things out. This is a Job Creators Network Bring Small Businesses Back Tour event, and I'm telling you, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things here that for you people that do run businesses are going to be extremely, extremely interesting. Okay, so theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com, Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, Rebecca Walser, Alfredo Ortiz, who happens to be the JCM president and CEO, and I'll be there as well as wandering around, and Bill Bunkley will be the moderator up on stage, so there you go. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, first of all. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller here. We're going to go over to the caller right now. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. This is Jimmy from Lakeland, Georgia.
How are you, Jimmy?
I'm good.
Good.
This for me, Captain. If we make voters have ID, and that's considered racist to some extent, and it disenfranchises the voter, how does forcing people to have vaccination cards pass muster under the same standard?
That's a great question, and you know, it's the same thing. Think about it, right?
Well, it looks to me.
Yeah. Well, that's a great question, Jimmy. We'll try to answer it. And Kyle's the one out in California. He's got to deal with that stuff out there. Can you imagine? Well, you can come in, but you have to show me your shot card. Yeah, right. And then because it's 10,000 people or more, they've got to wear masks.
Well, that's right. Well, but of course, part of the voting ID issue also goes to, remember what Kamala Harris talked about, right? People have to go make a copy of their driver's license or something, and in rural areas, they don't have copy machines or something. So it's disadvantageous.
Yeah, they don't have Kinko's in rural areas.
Not a Kinko's. I don't know if there is a Kinko's anywhere, to be honest, but.
I think they're gone.
They're gone. So, but of course, the idea is that one allows the leftist or the Democrat Party elite to keep and retain, you know, their power and continue to establish it more and more solidly. And the other, of course, is a way to make sure that, again, that's also part of the control system, which they have latched onto. And I think it's important to point that out, that obviously the virus is real. People get sick and people have died. A lot of people have died. And people can still get sick from the Delta variant. A lot of people have taken the vaccine, but it is being latched onto by the Democrat Party elite primarily as what they see as a convenient control system.
Well, what Jimmy brings up is very true because, and here's my two cents worth on all of this. If they hadn't have made this a mandate and said, you have to get a shot, if they had have said, well, we're leaving it up to the states as to whether or not to make it mandatory, but we are suggesting you get a shot. If they'd done that, you wouldn't have the blowback you've got now.
No, of course not. Of course not. Because, again, you know, and it's as if, well, it's an emergency situation. Or it's kind of like, well, this is against Donald Trump, so they could do anything they want. They could throw the Constitution out the window if it's just about getting Trump. But in the same vein, it's, here we have this big emergency, so just do what we tell you. I'm going to tell you what to do and go challenge it. And as the president said, have at it, right? Well, that's the way to unite the country.
All right. I just got a question from Beverly, a direct question here about, of all things, MyPillow. She says, it's asking me for a promo code, and I forgot your promo code. Beverly, how can you forget the word captain? It's captain. That's the promo code on MyPillow.com. The promo code is captain. Very simple. And, oh, by the way, if you're doing it on the web, that's fine. But if you want to call them up, if you have any questions, the number is 800-641-5459. A lot of people would rather talk on the phone. So 800-641-5459 or the promo code captain on the website, MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. How about that? Oh, Captain, what's the promo code?
Well, that's right. It's easy to remember now. Captain.
That's
absolutely
right. Yeah. I mean, he's everywhere. He's everywhere. Okay. Now, nearly two dozen New York City correction officers are being suspended because they haven't shown up for work in weeks.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, this is really big time. Yep.
Yep. So what do we do now, Coach?
Well, obviously, you know, if they're not showing up and there's going to have to, if there's a void, they're going to have to try to fill it. But, you know, this is going to be
well,
how it plays out.
I was told in reading the story here, the story writer tells you by reading the story in the New York Post, that some of the trustees were working with the guards to actually manage the jail.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. They have to, because obviously that it goes on, you still have inmates.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, now the mayor of Hudson, Ohio, Craig Schubert, sat in front of a microphone and issued a brief statement to the members of the city's Board of Education. He said, and I quote, "It has come to my attention that your educators are distributing essentially what is child pornography in the classroom." And, he added, "You should resign now or you will be charged with distributing this material."
Yes, exactly right. So, obviously, you know, what they're talking
about. What's the material?
About,
what is the material?
Evidently, they're asking students to, evidently, but I hate to say, but to compose or write a sex scene you wouldn't show to your mom? Something like that.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Well, my goodness.
Yeah.
No wonder.
That's right.
Huh. Okay. Well, AOC, remember the dress she wore? Tax the Rich?
Oh, Tax the Rich. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, after drawing attention to herself with that dress, Tax the Rich, she came out and made another bodacious claim. You ready?
Yep.
My body is being policed.
Well, yeah, so, you know, she can't have it both ways.
What
I mean,
the
obviously,
hell?
She pulls a stunt like this, and then because people might have some kind of reaction to the what was written on the dress, which was a blatant political stunt, and then to try to, I mean, again, you can't have it both ways.
And she borrowed the dress, and apparently someone donated the tickets, $30,000 apiece, for them to go there, is my understanding. And now members in Congress, Republicans, want to investigate who did the donating.
Well, right, because isn't that, wouldn't that be like a contribution? And, you know,
way over the legal limit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But again, you know, even this idea, I'll show up at this big event with the thing Tax the Rich, and then some of the more liberal-minded, I guess, rich folks that might be there can say, well, look, you know, we're so with it, we're so hip, to use a fairly outdated term, I guess. But what you're seeing, though, again, is this thing that she's doing that called attention to herself, and then when people do talk about it, now somehow we're wrong to talk about it.
Now, there's going to be a rally this weekend in Washington, D.C. It's Justice for the J6 rally, J6 meaning January 6th, and they're expecting some sort of trouble there. They're putting the fence up in that general area so they can't get to the Capitol. I don't know what all is going to happen, but if I had to make some predictions right now, I would say look for Black Lives Matter and Antifa to be there trying to instigate some things in the crowd and make it look like it's the other people doing it, because I don't think the other people, whoever it is that's going up there, and I'm not sure it's going to be a bunch of Trump people. Supposedly it is a pro-Trump rally. They expect 700 people there on Saturday. But you're probably going to have some of these instigators in there.
Well, I think, yes, that's exactly right. And I think it's important to point out here as well, Captain, that on January 6th, you know, they had the option to have the National Guard or be backed up by the D.C. police and so forth, and they didn't want to do that. And they literally set the stage for the terrible events we saw happening on January the 6th. Now they have this opportunity to put up the fence, and they are asking for the National Guard. And if they had done that before, we wouldn't have had what we saw on January 6th.
Well, 700 people is not what they had the last time around in January. Yep. They had tens of thousands of people there. Yep. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. So, Kathy, go right ahead.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Joe Biden announced a new security partnership Wednesday seeking to serve as a bulwark against Chinese expansion and influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Joined by UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Biden said the agreement will ensure that the three partners have the capability to deal with rapidly evolving threats. The president said that as part of the partnership, the U.S. would help Australia acquire nuclear-powered submarines, including the sharing of technology to help in that pursuit. The only other country that the U.S. has shared that knowledge with is the UK as part of a 1958 agreement. And Texas's Attorney General has sued a Northeast Texas school district for including a mask mandate in the district's dress code. AG Ken Paxton filed the suit earlier this week, accusing the Paris Independent School District of defying a law banning mask mandates in the state's schools. A judge issued a temporary restraining order against the district on Wednesday, preventing the school from enforcing its mandate. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. More customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Mr. Kyle, we will take it away. Thank you very much for that. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Remember, Geico serves over 70, or has been in business over 75 years, and they currently insure over 22 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, the reason I'm over there is because I get excellent service. I get tremendous prices. I know because I shop around and I make sure that they're giving me the best price I can get. And I've only had to use them a couple times over the 18 years I've been with them, but they've been right there when I've had to use them. No questions asked. Everything's been done the way it was supposed to be done, and I've been very happy with their service. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and get a rate quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV. Maybe you've got a boat or an RV as well. They'll do all of that. But the best way to lower your insurance dramatically is to bundle it together with your homeowner's or renter's insurance, or maybe you got a condo, all the above. Bundle it together, and you will save a boatload of money. That's the way it's done, and it's the way I've done mine, and I do save a lot of money. And knock on wood, there it is right there, knock on wood, once you get in the program every year, you're a safe driver, you get 10% off your policy, 10%. So there you go. Okay, let's go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, moving right along here, the governor in New York State, Kathy Hochul, has called for Facebook to crack down on abortion-related misinformation. Now, that could get people in trouble real quick, couldn't it?
Well, sure. But again, it's this idea of misinformation that would go out about almost anything. Now, of course, there's a lot of the crackdowns on the vaccine misinformation. Is that if you ask a question about the vaccine or if you say something like, like Nicki Minaj did on Twitter?
Oh, God.
She said, she actually said, pray about it, get information, and don't be bullied. And then she got in huge trouble for even intimating something like that. But when it comes to this idea, that may be a new buzzword that we'll hear along for a long time, misinformation. And that is information we don't want you to know, or that you don't have, maybe, they feel, well, you just shouldn't hear this because it mm-hmm. might change your mind about whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the American way. The American people have the right to see information, even information that's wrong in the grand sense about anything, because we should be able to make up our own minds.
Now, the big bullies over there in the southeast part of the world, namely China, is having a little bit of a problem. It seems their economy is starting to show weakness amid the pandemic and a supply crisis, being able to get things from other parts of the world themselves.
Yeah, isn't this interesting? Isn't this interesting? Because obviously, we think of China as this big powerhouse, but it is also being affected by this. And to a great degree, I hearken back to the idea with the coronavirus and so forth, that it could be looked at, and some have looked at it, mm-hmm. as a way of trying to even the playing field mm-hmm. between China and the rest of the world.
Now, did you hear Joe Biden boasting the other day about the first job that he had, the first job offer, that he had came from Idaho and a lumberyard?
right, yeah. The first place I was going to move there too, and because I got this job offer.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you hear the answer from the company?
Yeah, they said they never applied to work there.
No
yeah.
record at all of him ever applying at any time for any reason. So they caught him again.
They caught him again. Now, I will put two and two together here, Captain. I think, did he not apply or didn't take the job offer, let's say, because he got arrested in South Africa trying to see Nelson Mandela and couldn't make it? You know, who knows how he's going to put all that together at some point?
Well, I don't know, but yeah. But it's crazy. Now, an online survey probing the reasons why people have ended friendships since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic unearthed at least one particularly head-turning data point. You ready?
Yep.
Amongst vaccinated Americans who've ended friendships since March of 2020, almost all of them, 97%, view their ex-friends as full-blown anti-vaxxers.
That's really something. It really is. You know, and again,
I've heard it's ended some marriages too, by the way.
Well, exactly. But it all goes to the division of America. And that's ultimately not a good thing. And I think you've got some political players that play and bank on the idea that people are going to just almost come to blows over stuff like this. And that only serves their purpose then.
Now, little Dr. Fauci is going to be very happy with this statement that Pfizer made yesterday. Pfizer says their COVID-19 vaccine efficiency weakens over time without the booster shot.
Right. That's exactly right of what they're saying. And so this will give credence to the idea that some might need to get a booster shot. But I do think it's going to be important to, I hate to say, do science on this kind of stuff, which means you'll have to look at the research and then you'll have to decide, the conclusion will have to be made, who should get a booster and why, and what are the parameters of that. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
Now, China has deployed advanced warships with the technology that's on board there, a lot of different automation and whatnot, in international waters off the coast of Alaska. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, yes, and I think that a lot of this is in response to or within the same realm of the United States making sure that it can conduct its freedom of navigation.
In the South China Sea.
In the South China Sea. Mm-hmm. Now, because when you're on the high seas, you can navigate. But when China continues to build up basically what is a fake island on top of a smaller island to start with, and then try to make an air base out of it, and then declare that that's China, that the United States and the international community is not recognizing that, and that's really starting to rattle China. And they've said, well, we're going to go sit off your bases and conduct surveillance and this kind of stuff,
that's
if I
right.
recall correctly. And so a lot of this is going to be sort of a tit-for-tat type of deal. But at the end of the day, mm-hmm. though, they're trying to degrade the ability for people to operate on the high seas as they see fit within international waters.
Yeah, and finally, Senator Marco Rubio, along with several of his Republican colleagues and a couple of Democrats, too, I wish I could have gotten their names, but there was no names mentioned, said that, and this is a quote, you must immediately dismiss, and this was to Joe Biden, by the way, there was a letter written on September the 14th to President Biden. They said, you must immediately dismiss General Milley. America's national security and ability to lead in the world are at stake. And this was Marco and several of his Republican colleagues and a couple of Democrats in there whose names were never mentioned.
Well, you know, Captain, a different time in America, that would carry a lot of weight. People would say, they're right, even on the other side of the aisle. They would say, "This, yeah, you're exactly right. This should happen." But now, since everything has become politicized, and General Milley arguably has become more of a political player than anything else in recent times, it's going to be a dig-in on the one side for the Democrats. Who knows? We might get a critical mass, and Biden might have to ask him to step down. I mean, he could resign his position on the Joint Chiefs. He doesn't have to resign out of the military, per se. But the optics on this are so bad, but the politics are so overriding that it's disgusting.
Well, I don't remember a chairman of the Joint Chiefs resigning.
No.
I just don't. Matter of fact, I'm trying to rack my memory and go back as far as I can remember. I don't even remember a chairman of the Joint Chiefs being replaced.
Right.
So this is going to be something maybe that's fairly new. And how they're going to do this will set a precedent for anybody down the line.
Well, that's exactly right. But we're also watching the...
And by the way, Milley's only got one more year to go.
Yeah. But we're also watching the very unprecedented happening of him presumably, purportedly, calling up the Chinese general and so forth and saying what he said.
Yes.
Uncharted territory here.
Yes, and yes, you are absolutely right. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is on tap for you, so don't go anywhere. And I'm going to have Kathy give you the phone number right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Oh, yeah. We'll always keep it between the lines, and we'll keep it out of the ditches, too. All right, this is the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, closest to you. Go on in there, and if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become one. You'll get points for the fuel that you buy, the food that you buy, the supplies you buy inside, and pretty soon you'll have yourself like a little old bank account there. You'll be able to get yourself all kinds of discounts off the products they sell in the store, as well as your food. So think about that. All right, here we go. This is another classic. I haven't played this in a long time, and this was in a movie not too long ago that I was watching. I'll tell you all about that. Maybe you can figure out the movie by the song.
Back to the rhythm.
is Huey Lewis and the News, and I'll tell you what, that song had a whole bunch of kids dancing for a number of years there, Kyle.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's off of Sports, I think, and that was a huge, huge album for Huey Lewis and the News.
Yeah, he had four or five number one songs off that album.
I think so.
Yep. Okay, well, by the way, I was gonna sing something here, but if I kept doing that, remember, let's say, yep, get a job. Remember that one?
Yeah.
I'll have to play that one of these nights. But anyway, I'm going to turn to you and take it loose on the West Coast. Tell us what's going on.
All right, well, folks, we're looking at West tonight to see what's going on. First off, we want to give a shout-out to Richard the Marine there in Florence, Oregon. He says it's a nice 54 degrees there on the Oregon coast tonight. So that's some good news, of course, because we've had some hot temperatures all throughout the West over the last several days. We still have some hot temperatures out there. Phoenix at 87 right now, be 105 on Thursday. Still got some fire weather warnings. That means low humidity and gusty winds. So if you're in the Casper, Wyoming area, if you're in Denver, Fort Collins, I-25 corridor there, you definitely may be on the lookout for this. We've also got frost advisory up in northern Montana, right near northern Idaho as well, a little bit over the border into Montana there. Over the border into Washington, it actually becomes a freeze warning in north of Spokane and a little south of Spokane. We've got that frost advisory going on right now. And then in southern Oregon, fire weather watch. Watch for gusty winds coming in, especially this weekend as you travel up and down 395 in fire weather watch around Reno, Nevada tonight.
All righty. Well, folks, I don't need to tell any of you that have been getting rain for the last since Monday in Louisiana and Mississippi and now over in Alabama and the panhandle of Florida what's going on there. But we have got a lot of rain today still over there. Now, the rain will stop in Louisiana, but you're going to have a lot of flood warnings, a lot of flooding going on, especially streams. The streams are over their banks, and in various places you could be driving in roads with one lane instead of two back on the back roads. And even on the interstate, there's some areas that are very low, and the water is already up pretty close to coming onto the road in some places. I've been told that my last couple of different trips that I've had here with truckers that are going back and forth through there, telling people to just be careful. You'll have some areas where you'll have to slow down because they got it blocked off with the arrows and all that stuff, and you just move on over to the passing lane, that sort of thing. But about Baton Rouge on I-12 and down to I-10 and all the way over to Mississippi. New Orleans is included in this. We do have flooding. Also over through Mississippi, we've got flooding there and all the way up to the Alabama line. And then in Alabama, all the way across Mobile and, of course, over to Pensacola. And over into where Frank Silvato is, right about there where he's at, Navarre, you've got flooding going on there. We'll have to ask him when he comes on, Kyle, whether or not he's actually standing in water over there.
Exactly right.
Because he might be, by the looks of this.
Yep.
And then moving up the line, we had some fog the last hour up in Kentucky. Well, that fog has gotten a little bit bigger now in Kentucky. About half the state has got a dense fog there, which goes from Kentucky, Tennessee, the border there, right on up to the border with not only Indiana but also Ohio. And then in Ohio tonight, we've got some fog over, looks like it's on I-80, the Ohio Turnpike, over there by Akron, so be advised of that. And we do have some areas where we could have some rough weather in upstate New York over into New England. Just like yesterday, they had a whole bunch of storms over there. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him and everything he does for the program. Okay, now we're going to go over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, Senator Tom Cotton is really, really on a tear talking about this $3.5 trillion budget package, and hidden in it is an amnesty provision for the illegal immigrants that are here in the United States.
Well, they had just actually put that in. They wanted to do it under reconciliation, but that's not going to happen, so they're working to slide it into the 3.5. Interestingly enough, the 3.5 may not, trillion, it may not really work.
Right.
So now they're, this White House is putting some big pressure on Senators Manchin and Sinema because they are a no on that vote. So we'll see where that pressure goes, but, it's got real nuts in the last couple of days on the whole thing.
Well, I'm wondering where they're going to get 60 votes to be able to pass this thing, because that's what it's going to call for.
That's the whole point. It doesn't look like it's going to happen.
No, and if there were Republicans that voted for this thing, I think their career dissipation light would be lit up.
There's not a single Republican that's
going to do it. Okay, well, let's hope not, because,
no.
You know, we seem to have these people that, Manchin, I think, this time is serious about not voting for this.
Well, we don't know what the pressure is that this White House is going to put on them. But the other interesting thing is the two previous massive spending bills, not all that money has actually been spent. So there's probably $2.5 trillion sitting out there that has passed that in fact is just still sitting there. So it's kind of like, why would we go? And by the way, the $3.5 trillion at the end of 5 years is really almost $6 trillion.
And it raises all the taxes. There's tax hikes in there. Corporate taxes and whatnot, and it's going to raise the price of goods and services for everybody.
Yes.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. I hear the music coming up in my ear here. So, folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, again, go to her website. Check out what it is that she does. I'm sure you're going to enjoy what you see there. FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Check it all out.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
All right, we'll be right back, folks, with more. Don't go anywhere, as Kyle said.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.